Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi. I moved my address just recently, and I just forgot about the Omax subscription that I have, and I don't know if it's shipped yet, but I don't want it to ship to my old address. It's like an apartment. I can't even get in there anymore.
Okay. All right, I'd be happy to.
Can you get you the order number if you want?
If I could please have your name.
It's Richard, and then Rapolo, R-O-P-P-O-L-O.
Okay, thank you for that information. Right, and for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
It is 1130 Golfview Road in Glenview, or 998 Church Street. Glenview. The old one.
Okay, yeah. What state is that?
Illinois.
And the zip code?
60025.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. So with that address, I have gotten an account pulled up that shows your name. And you place your order through the website, and I'm connecting with that web order. All right, so I've gotten the account pulled up, and it actually shows that you have an unfulfilled order that's waiting to go out. It hasn't
shipped
yet.
Yeah, one of them.
Okay, for the Omax 3 professional strength, it shows.
Has that shipped out yet?
No, sir, that's the one that's still unfulfilled. It hasn't shipped yet.
All right, but the CBD oil has shipped. Is that what it is? I have two subscriptions, I think.
All right. Well, this is the only one. Let me pull up. You've had 9 orders. Let's see. Your last order shipped on the 20th of March. Do you have each one ships each month? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first one for this month. It's not showing the other one. Let's see. Okay, your CBD oil, the last time it shipped was the 20th of March.
All right, good. Yeah, so those subscriptions are getting shipped, like, basically, I think, today. And I just really, I don't know if you could, I mean, I went into my subscription page, and I changed the shipping, but I don't know if it updated.
Okay. Let's see. Your shipping address is still showing the 998 Church Street, apartment 246 in Glenview, Illinois.
Yeah, I wanted to change that.
Let's see. Maybe wonder.
See, yeah, I think I changed it in the account. Let me log into my account, and then the order is, seems like your order is confirmed. Like, I think it's just, I can't change when it's confirmed.
Okay. All right. It does show the default one for Golfview Road.
Yeah.
Okay. But let me try to update it from, how did I do that? Okay, pull up another page. All right, let's see if I can use this page to, all right, so let me update the shipping page. All right, so I take out that apartment 246. And Glenview, still in Glenview, Illinois. And your new zip code, the same zip code, 60025. I'm looking at the last 4 digits of your phone number. Okay, so let me save that in. All right, so it's changed there, and let me also change it in the main. Account area, so this will update. All right, so it'll be just another moment. 60025. I am about to get there. Save that. All right, so you are updated now for the 1130 Gulfview Road in Glenview, Illinois, 60025.
All right, so these things are going to be shipped out. I saw an email saying it was being shipped like today or something, the one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the professional strength is currently showing unfulfilled, which means they're working on getting the label. So it, with the address that it has, it should ship now to your new address. Of course, when they do ship it, you'll receive a shipping confirmation, and you can also double check it. But you did update your in your account, and I updated it on the order itself.
All right, good. Yeah, you're right. With the I got the confirmation. I thought that was the shipping, so it's good. We caught it just in time, so it'll be good. I'll get a shipping confirmation soon.
Right, you'll get a shipping confirmation. That was your order confirmation.
All right, great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can do to assist? Maybe something you'd like to add to your order today, a one-time shipment of vitamin D3?
No, I just want to check this with the hemp oil, though, real quick. Just that is in good shape, too. Like, it all got changed, because I know that's the other thing I have on there.
Yeah, your when you updated it in your account here, it should be showing as default. Let me make sure that that's the default. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your default address.
Last night, and it didn't. I'm gonna double check these things.
Okay.
I just can't get into my old apartment. I want to have all this stuff shipped there. I can't get.
And I'm checking to find out the date when the tincture oil was shipped. Where is it? All right, so those are the two. The tincture. Okay, so your tincture oil is shipped, is blah blah blah. It's set to ship on the 20th.
Oh, nice. And so that's going to 1130 Gulfview too?
Yeah, that will be going to your new address, but that doesn't ship until the 20th of April.
Oh, does it ship until the? Oh yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's coming. Yeah, I remember those two subscriptions are just like 2 days apart.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a thing too. Could we put those two together and just ship them together, maybe? I don't know, because I should have just bought them together, but I bought them like a day apart.
Probably, let's see. The system already shows when you're going to get shipped the, all right, so your shipment for
I feel bad, it's like
wasting
a box.
I wouldn't be able to merge them, but I can fix them where they would at least ship on the same day. You'd actually, there's only so much we can do here in the call center.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's fine then. I'll just, because they just come a day apart anyway. I was just thinking about if you wanted to save shipping on your end or something, and if you could do it, but it's not bad. I think it's not bad for shipping. A little tincture.
Oh, that's not a problem, but I just wouldn't be able to merge them, though.
You would not be able to?
No, sir. I wouldn't be able to merge them. They're two separate orders that were set up as subscriptions. I could just fix them where they both, I can, you know,
ship on the,
Yeah, where they ship both of them ship on the 18th. So I don't know if that's something fulfillment could put them together. We just don't have anything to do with that here in the call center.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it'll probably just always be two separate orders. The fulfillment people will just probably put two labels, so it's good. It's all good. I gotta go, but thank you so much. I really appreciate everything.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling OMEX Health. Bye-bye.
Bye.